Take a group of white people, get them to talk candidly about race, and turn their responses into provocative videos. That's The Whiteness Project from the POV series at PBS. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team has this report.
The voices in The Whiteness Project vary by gender, age, and income.
I don't feel that personally I have benefited from being white. Again, just because I grew up relatively poor.
If we're going to talk about black men in general, very beautiful people. So when you smile and you say hello, they take that as a opening to approach. And it's just not comfortable.
I'm very socially active. Why do I not hang around with or see, or why am I only primarily around white people?
Those unfiltered comments are what filmmaker Whitney Dow was going for when he began The Whiteness Project.
I'm essentially giving people permission to discuss this. And I believe that there's a huge hunger in this country to engage this topic.
Dow discovered he had his own issues with race when he and his frequent collaborator, African-American director Marco Williams, spoke to a group of Chicago students a few years ago.
When a seventh grade girl asked me a question about my white identity, and she asked me what I learned about my racial identity working with Marco, and I realized at that point that despite working on projects that dealt with race, I really hadn't examined my own white identity.
That's how the Whiteness Project began. Dow believed that more white people might examine their racial identity if they had a jumping-off point and a safe place to speak. So he put out a call for interested white folks in Buffalo to talk about whiteness on tape. He worked with an all-white crew in the hopes that this would encourage his subjects to be frank. They were.
It's my honest opinion that today the white race is the one that's discriminated against anymore. I have taken exams to get into skilled trades fields such as electrician, machine shop, machinist. Scored well on the exams and stuff, but didn't get picked for the apprenticeship programs to get into those fields because the minorities had to fill them.
Whitney Dow says some of the people he interviewed feel anxious about the country's shifting demographics and left out of the national conversation about that. They want to be heard. Dow says it was important for him to set the project outside the South, and Buffalo is one of the country's most racially segregated cities.
I really want to do something in the North or Northeast because I feel like so many of the times when people do things on race in America, they think of it as a Southern issue, and I really wanted to make it accessible to more people.
But do more white Americans want to have that conversation?
It is not typical for white people to think about their race.
Catherine Orr teaches critical identity studies at Beloit College in Wisconsin. She says that many white people who don't feel privileged struggle against the notion that race gives them an inherent advantage.
I think white folks are very invested in their own innocence. We don't want to think about how what we have is, again, related to what other people don't have.
Filmmaker Dow hopes the Whiteness Project will be a first step for white people to begin to think about how race is linked to privilege and to consider what they may have in common with the people in the videos.
I think it would be interesting for people to look at it and examine why perhaps some of those things that they may even agree with or wrestle with, why it makes them so uncomfortable.
Dow ultimately would like to travel the country and make videos of 1,000 white Americans talking about race. And he hopes that conversation continues even after the camera stops rolling. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.